Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
So the Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion is upon us. And after an incredible season, we're giving you some homework to make sure you're prepared for next week's reunion.
So we got every housewife and even a few of the husbands to comment on the season in Bravo's exclusive Real Housewives of New Jersey after show.
And if you want to watch any of the after show, we're going to put a link in the description. So we have Teresa, Melissa, Dolores, Margaret, Jackie, Jennifer, and Danielle Staub, plus Joe Gorga, Frank Catania, and of course, Margaret's husband, Joe.
We've went ahead and boiled it down to the most essential moments you need to listen to before the reunion premieres.
So think Danielle and Margaret, Jackie and Teresa, everything that went down in Bimini, spoiled children, Melissa and Teresa, the whole thing.
So first up, you're going to hear the cast discuss one of the biggest questions coming out of the season, which is, will things change for Teresa and her family when Joe comes home from prison?
So sit back, relax, and try not to get pushed in the pool.
I asked my sister a question. I said, listen, what's going to happen when Joe comes home? You're this different person. I see you definitely different, and you like to go out a little bit more, and you're not the same Tracy. You know what she said to me? She goes, no, when my husband comes home, I'm gonna be with him and I'm gonna go out with him.
I think that obviously a lot has changed. They've had a lot of time separated at this point from when Teresa was at home, and they were only home together for a couple months, and then he wasn't home. So it's a lot of time as a married couple to do things apart and independently. So there's decisions now where Teresa doesn't look to anyone for an answer, and she kind of just makes the decision on her own. So I think when she realizes, like, her, you know, there's a partner that comes back in, and he's gonna wanna be like, all right, listen, I'm the man, and yada, 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 like he's used to, I don't know that she's gonna be like, okay, and just bow down. I think that it's gonna be an adjustment.
You know, 3 years makes a big difference in children's lives.
Yeah.
They are very independent now, and they find their way. Gia has her own license, and Teresa does not have to be home as much as she did at one time, for the most part. And her father also lives there too, which is a big help. So she, you know, she's put her time in. The kids are a little older. Joe coming home is not coming home to the same Teresa he left. Just saying. Maybe it's a good thing for him, right? Teresa, how do you feel?
I have no idea.
Am I wrong?
I will deal with that when it happens.
I mean, I don't know for a fact. Nobody really knows for a fact right now, but I feel like, you know, I'm sure people do a lot of thinking when they have all that kind of time.
I think when you're in jail, how could you not change?
When I went to see Joe, he's more mellow.
Prison is way humble in your mouth.
He's humble. He's way different. And I think he's going to be a different guy. Yes. He's going to respect life in a different way.
You know, he's definitely changed also. So
he's been around the same group of people that he was around for so long, that had the same ways and the same things. And, you know, you it's his college. When people go away to college, they get out of the people they've grown up around and been raised around. So.
Oh, she was sticking up for Jackie. And it's like, oh yeah, bitch. And then I went at her. Because you should stick with your family, not some stranger that you just met 5 minutes ago. She needed a wake-up call.
I think Melissa just watched the movie Godfather, but you never go against the family.
Yeah.
You just don't do that.
Why didn't you watch it when she first came to the
house? I should have.
20 years
ago.
Yeah,
you're so right. I thought everybody watched that movie.
I love that movie.
And I guess my brother didn't like us arguing, and he saw it. He just yelled at both of us. And he's like, get over here. Okay. We need to talk. And I'm like, all right, let's do this. You should have did this a long time ago.
I think everyone needed to stand together at the same moment. Everyone needed to like blow for a second. And I think that's what happened. We all hit our little boiling point at the same time.
Do you think that Teresa genuinely loves Melissa?
I think she loves her. She's my wife. But I'm gonna be honest, there's a jealous thing between both of them. It's kind of like a competition thing, I think. They're too much alike.
There's gonna be arguments between personalities. Who's top dog?
That's right.
Do you all think that Jennifer does spoil her kids?
I think everyone spoils their kids. I don't think Jennifer anymore.
I think she proudly spoils them.
Yes, yeah. She proudly spoils them.
She proudly spoils them.
I think I spoil my kids. I don't think my kids are spoiled. Does that make sense?
There's a difference between spoiled and spoiled brats.
So they're spoiled in the way that I give them love and attention, but they're not spoiled to the point where they feel entitled or better than anybody else or bratty.
Yes.
Although I was a little surprised by the scene in Oklahoma where her daughter demands a Barbie dream house.
What? My princess? Oh no, stop. I'm gonna buy you the biggest surprise toy.
The Hello Dream House.
If my kid demanded a present in exchange for me going on a little like trip, I mean, there's no, out of principle, I wouldn't buy that present.
I actually thought those tears were, I thought it was kind of funny because I think the tears were fake because as soon as she said, get me the Barbie Dream
House. And I think she's like, okay, bye mom. Okay, you got it.
Bye,
love you.
You know, I think that's the good ploy. I think that that kid's on to
something.
I can't
say Joey hasn't done that to me a couple times.
She is a very good mother. I don't want
anyone to take that as.
She is obsessed with her kids. And every parent wants to get their kids things.
Olivia told me last night, she came to a fundraiser.
My 5-year-old.
And the 5-year-old came up to me and she said, this isn't about gifts. This is about giving back to people that have less. Her mother taught her well and that's why she came in. And she was so behaved and so good and greeted everybody with...
Yeah, no, you're coming to that though.
Oh, okay.
You know what? It's like people get the wrong impression of me.
I'm like, if it's at the brand zone, I'm not going.
No, it's not. I don't think that Jackie knows or understands quite the dynamics of everything yet.
Dolores is, I've been a friend with her for a
couple decades.
Like over 20 years. And she's just been friends with Melissa for a minute, so.
If you're from an Italian upbringing, you know that you just don't get involved unless it's your place. An Italian woman, we have this rite of passage. We can get involved as long as we know each other. But an outsider that's just coming to the scene, she should have just taken a seat and watched it unfold.
I mean, listen, Jackie's a grown woman. She can say whatever she wants. I can't control Jackie. Sometimes Teresa puts her foot in her mouth. She needs somebody to tell her what's real in life.
I didn't insult Teresa's character, and I didn't go after her as a person at all, because I actually think she's a great person. And it wasn't like I went in that day and was like, who can I pick a fight with? It just happened to be that I felt that she was speaking offensively against somebody that I cared about, and I didn't agree with what she was saying, but it certainly wasn't attacking somebody's core.
Jackie is not the type of girl that walks in a room and says like, oh, I'm gonna worry about like what's the right way to do this or that. I think that she just speaks her mind and she's real. And that's why I appreciated her so much. She like looked at the situation, whether you were Princess Diana, Teresa Giudice, Melissa Gorga, or Margaret Joseph, she's gonna tell you how she feels. And I respected that. I like that. I don't like people that are intimidated by what they're supposed to do, or, oh, I know I'm not supposed to speak up to this one because she's gonna attack me. Jackie just doesn't give a shit. She's like, no, I'm gonna say what I think is right.
I agree. Jackie stands by her convictions. She has a great personality, but she's not gonna hold it against you. She could say what she feels and then she can move on from it.
When it's time for you to chime in, we'll ask you the questions. She doesn't need to have her opinion, I don't think, yet. She doesn't know you.
Oh, I know.
So she doesn't have a right to her opinion, as far as I'm concerned.
Unless someone else is in her ear.
Margaret should really, they should both be taking a seat by the sidelines.
And also, you know, Melissa's in that whole thing too, so.
The only thing Melissa really has going for her, really, is you, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not getting involved in that, but I can. I have a right to my opinion, but she should really be sitting with the two of them, because I'm back. Don't know if you heard.
You know, I tried to stay really quiet about that, but I was a little insulted.
I would think she would want us to look good. We're in her bridal party.
She asked me for a great hairdresser, and I gave her my personal one. When I'm in Bimini and my hairdresser's there, I would expect that I'm gonna get a blow up. I show up with a wet head. Like, I don't blow out my own hair. I have naturally curly Italian hair. I don't blow this shit out.
It was an irrational thought.
Maybe she was having a bridezilla moment.
Yeah, that pissed me off because I was like, are you kidding me?
She scared me so much I blew my own hair. You want your bridal party to feel amazing, but obviously she felt we were taking away from her. That's crazy town.
And there was plenty of time. We weren't taking anything away from her. We wanted to make sure she was all good before.
She didn't want us to take away from her, but meanwhile she was already hair and makeup ready.
So then that makes
sometimes
no sense.
She just looks for to get crazy about.
And that's why I said something. And then I had to walk away and then Melissa out with her because I was like, are you kidding me? There was a few times I kept my mouth shut because it was her wedding and I didn't want to go there. Margaret, not so much.
She kept, she opened her mouth.
Not so much.
Everything was wrong that day. I mean, I'm a bride. I mean, what bride doesn't lose their mind? It was a lot to deal with, and I was fighting with everybody. When you guys came in all sun-kissed and pretty, and I'm like, losing my mind. I couldn't find my food. I couldn't find my veil. I couldn't find anything. So I took it out on you guys, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No. It wasn't you guys' fault. You didn't know. You were just having fun.
The funniest was, like, after we tried to calm her down, she wanted a picture with everyone in the robes. And so we all stood up to take, like, this robe picture. We were all like, yay! She was like this.
She just could not be in the moment. Instead of, like, enjoying it, and all your girls are there, and we're all happy and laughing, I guess, she, you know, it just, she's like, nothing's about me. I'm like, everything's about you. Well, it was before we were going to the communion. And basically it was about, she said, you know, that I had said things about our glam team, that, you know, I shouldn't trust them. And
Margaret's exact words were, you can't trust anyone. That means Melissa, that means Teresa, that means everybody that's working on you. And those were her exact words.
So when you said, you know, don't trust anyone, did you even mention any names at all?
No, I just said, she goes, I don't even know who to trust. Like, I don't trust anyone. You talk too much. Because she was, you know, she spews everything, you know, whoever's in her house. She says crazy things constantly. And I was being dead serious.
I think she was really done with me anyway. She had been used me to the point where she couldn't use me anymore, and she moved on and latched herself onto Melissa, so she didn't need me anymore to be a part of the group. And I think that she wanted to manipulate me to only being next to her so she would have full control over me. She is a bit of a control freak. I mean, nobody cheats on their husband for 4.5 years and doesn't have control issues.
And then she went on, I'm so happy, you know, that I married Marty. You told me not to marry him. I did say that. And that's what I said in those text messages. You know, that's what I said to her. And I said, yeah, I did say that because you told me chronically that you were unhappy. You changed your mind every day. And I said, if you're not truly happy, don't marry him. And then I just heard to her something smart. Enjoy your bed for one.
Why do you twist what I said and spin it to Teresa?
Giving is a word that you put on it.
I think that was a little turning point of my relationship with Danielle. I knew in the back of my head that I wanted to put them both in front of each other and really, like, hash it out because no one would be able to lie. And when Danielle pretty blatantly admits, like, oh yeah, well, she really didn't say that, but I said that she did. To me, I was like, uh-oh, like, that's going down a road that I don't want anything to do with. Because I think she'd prefer if Teresa and I didn't like Margaret, mm-hmm. because her and Margaret were having issues.
Yeah, I remember exactly what I said to Danielle. I said, don't trust anybody. I said, if you had real friends, they would have been in your bridal party, not the three of us. I said, you should have had your lifelong friends in the bridal party.
What were you asking? Did I believe Danielle when she was saying that?
Is that you believe that she exaggerates the things that we say?
Do you think that someone twists things around?
Oh, does she twist things around? I don't know.
Tell the truth, Teresa. Stop.
Do I feel like she twists things around? No, I feel like if she says something, there's a reason why she's saying it. She might exaggerate it a little bit. So, whatever.
I just know what to expect from her. Like, if she told me somebody was saying something about me, I think about 50 times over before I even would say it to another person. That's all I'm asking of
you. Oh, if you
That's what they're trying to say.
Oh, yeah.
You know how she...
Yeah.
It was not overnight. It was gradual. It might look overnight to Teresa, but Teresa's so super busy. She's always out and about. She doesn't see that. But that's Danielle getting in her head. I don't know. You know, Danielle's saying to her, I don't know why she dumped me. Danielle knows why I don't want to be associated with her. Let's have a good time, though. We're here.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. I can have a good time with Danielle. I could keep the peace with anybody. I was being super cordial. I knew it, you know, I knew it probably couldn't totally last. I could have held it together the entire trip if I had to have, but she's unpredictable.
I think Danielle is vindictive. I mean, I don't know her as well as the rest of the crowd, but I think that she latches onto somebody and she tries to make them hers. And then when she's mad at you, she'll try to destroy you and bring you down.
Yeah, like if she could sway Teresa and I both to kind of see her side more than see Margaret, she that was definitely a goal.
What's your reaction to Margaret saying Danielle turned Teresa against her?
I find that hilarious.
Wait, Margaret said that?
I feel like she turned me against her because, you know, I feel like when you're friends with someone, you don't backstab them. And I feel like that's what she was doing to Danielle. And I just thought Danielle being there for her when she needed her. And then I felt like when Danielle needed her, she wasn't there for her. I'm not into that. I like loyal people.
Loyalty.
And I feel like she wasn't being loyal to Danielle.
I do feel like people need to be careful around Margaret. I don't think she's anything that she pretends to be. I mean, I know for a fact she's not what she pretends to be.
I love Teresa, but she's a very poor judge of character. So as long as you're nice to Teresa, she wants to be with you. But Teresa's not the one calling you every day. You have to call Teresa every day. You have to check in on Teresa. So Danielle is the type of girl who will call you every morning. She puts, you know, Danielle doesn't work. She doesn't have anything else going on. So Danielle's thing is every morning she's going to text you. She's going to, you know, make sure she checks in.
Long text messages.
So she will be up Teresa's ass nonstop. So, of course, Teresa feels bad. She thinks I just dumped Danielle. But I don't really give a shit. Drunk Jennifer, ooh, you know, is missing a filter a little bit. That's old news. I own my stuff. I'm with my soulmate. Joe and I are meant to be together. My ex-husband's over it. It's tale old as time. I was meant to be with Joe. I admitted it.
By the way, I think it happens in a lot of marriages. Yes. She's just vocal enough and open enough to admit, like, listen, I did it. And there's probably a line of women that could line up around her. But the fact that she admits it and talks about it and says, this is what my story is, I think is brave of her. She's owning it. She's not saying, like, you know, that it was right or wrong. It's her story.
It's my story.
I think it was a little overboard.
I don't think it was overboard because she started with the mail order bride.
Mail order bride's a little, you know, snide comment. It was just like, then she takes a pot shot at my mother. That just wasn't nice.
Did she apologize, you know what, about it, though? She apologized on the bus, I think.
No, she said it was a joke on the bus. She was like, oh, don't take it so seriously. It was a joke.
But what I remember, this
is the thing. Marge was talking about her mother, and she was telling about how the last love that her mother had was a relationship that was 15 some odd years, where the man was married and he never left his wife. So that bothered me. That bothered me that she said that, and that initiated me to say to Teresa, like, I see a pattern here. And when I said that, I didn't mean to get a reaction from her the way that I did. But when she said, what do you mean about that? It's like, you know what? You're telling me that your mother's last love was someone who was married and he was with your mother for 15 years. And you want me to feel bad that that man never left his wife? How about that wife who probably stayed with her husband all that time, knowing that he was probably cheating, and stayed for whatever reason that she had, either for her kids or her livelihood? And I feel that children always learn by example. If you grow up in a household that it's okay to be with married people and it's okay to cheat, then you grow up thinking the respect or sanctity of marriage is not there anymore. So that's really what initiated that whole conversation. When she said about her mother, I was like, wow, okay, I see a pattern
here. Kudos to Jennifer for speaking her mind.
And when she said, what do you mean by that? That's when I said, like, I can't relate to people who have affairs with other married people. Now, I'm not naive to say that people don't cheat. Do whatever you want behind closed doors, but to the f***ing grave. Okay, you don't want to put it on page 6. You don't put it on blast.
Don't put it on blast. Well, we're on Housewives. That's what you do. You put the shit on blast.
Right.
Hello.
See, I've been in the rest of the world a long time. She's coming out of that old school culture.
Yes, me too. Yeah.
I've been divorced 20 years. I would have probably went nuts on her being like, that's not okay. I would have gotten sick. I would have said everything she said. But I also realized that the rest of the world is not like the way I was raised.
I used to be like you. I used to be like, that's so wrong, blah, 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 blah.
I just feel like when she says
unless
she
ran away with, unless you agree you, with me? Right,
listen, we're not Margaret's mother. We don't know what the circumstances were.
Right.
Why she was
Margaret's
with
mother was in love with that man.
Right. What he was saying
and
to her.
And that's why she's.
I'm not judging.
People always have their reasons.
Men are full of shit.
Totally. 100%.
You'll notice in that clip, I'm not sure if you noticed, I was trying to get drunk because I knew what this was going to bring. I had 6 shots of tequila.
I know. I
was lining them up because
with
every dig, the digs were getting deeper and deeper. At that point, I was just hoping somebody blew up the restaurant.
Maybe Danielle is just bitter from, like, Margaret. She feels like Margaret dropped her like a hat. So she's angry and maybe bitter towards that. I'm going to come at you now. You piss me off. and I'm going to bring up things that are going to hurt your feelings because
and
you hurt me.
Her. I mean, yeah, and like, it's not like Danielle's like, oh, she dropped. Like, I mean, Margaret was up her ass, and like, you know, and Danielle was really there for her the year before. So yeah, it's like a betrayal feeling. So
right. That relationship ended as quick as it started. And you know, you can't expect a lot from a relationship that there's not a lot of history from.
What do you guys think is worse? Bringing up that someone's kids don't talk to them or throwing a glass of wine? In that situation, what was the...
Bringing up that someone's kids don't talk to them.
What she said to me was so below the belt. She's lucky that's all I did was throw a glass of wine at her. It's not that she brought up that my kids don't talk to me. She was saying vicious, hurtful things. For what? What does that have to do with her? That was not in the context of the argument. That has nothing to do with why we don't get along. That's the only thing she could say to me. What does that have to do with our relationship?
We all have a golden rule here. You don't go after somebody's kids.
And that's hurtful. You know, it's already, you already know when you're going through
something. Well, she hit her on a very visceral level because she knows what that means to Margaret.
Danielle knew what she was doing. She was pushing and pushing until she hit that button.
I mean, I'm always on my wife's side, but even if I wasn't on my wife's side, say it was Melissa doing it, you should never, ever, ever throw shit on kids. Doesn't matter whose kids. Could be your kids, your kids, your kids, doesn't matter. You bring up my kids,
you're getting more than wine thrown on you. So kudos to Margaret.
Yeah, she held back because that's a sore subject. She made a statement.
I'm saying she should have been a little bit more dirtier than that, talking about my kids.
But that's not
take,
Marge.
Take the high road.
But you know what? You can't go... Danielle,
there's no high roll.
She hit below the belt.
She wanted that glass of wine in her face, and her kind of dress with the tags on it. I'd do it again, 10 times over.
I can't.
And I'd leave with you every time.
Thank you, thank you. And you know what the best part was? Teresa was wearing a white dress next to her, and I threw the wine. It was so graceful. It was like, and it didn't even get on Teresa. Isn't that amazing?
Very good. Good aim.
Amazing aim.
Very skilled.
Very skilled.
Can we get a play-by-play of, like, how many glasses are thrown? Who threw what first? Like,
Margaret and I left.
We left. I didn't break a glass. I just threw the wine.
It went by so fast, it was really half a minute, a blur.
We all blanked out, but I don't know. Somebody said Jen pushed me. I didn't even feel it.
I said Danielle was like a lobster in a pot. Every limb was going in every direction, trying to get out at the bottom of the stairs. And
I do tend to get very frustrated and I take my frustrations out on the stemware. No glass is safe when I'm angry.
I don't know where Jennifer gets off breaking a glass and threatening Melissa. I mean,
I think then Jen started playing like glass breaking. She was turning them into, what do they call that? Shivs? She was like, I got a shiv. And I'm like, oh wait, you just stole my line. Like, I break glasses. I don't know what goes through my head.
A shiv? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I think it's what you use. Is that what the name for?
Right? That was pretty hot. That kind of turned me on.
Yeah, me too. A little bit. I was like, damn, okay. Thinking outside
like
the box
when you
there.
Know if you, you know, because Melissa thought she hit her with the glass or whatever. She's like, if I did, you would know it.
Oh, she said that too. Yeah, I was like, wow.
I like that.
I got a little juicy.
The glass, I got agitated because the piece of glass did hit my leg. So I was like, if that would have hit my eye, like who's throwing glasses? Like that's not cool.
But the red wine on a white gown.
I was so mad about that. I had white on too. And
oh yeah. I was praying a little bit got on her just so she could see. I'm sorry, but I was like,
no, if red
please
wine
tell me some of that got on
me, I would have been so
standing
pissed.
Right next to each other.
You know, it's like I haven't eaten in weeks. And like I wanted to eat and enjoy my meal. Hold on, should we sit down and have a nice sophisticated dinner after that? Like, no, we're not gonna freaking have dinner together.
Best fight in housewife history, don't tell me it's not.
So now that you're all caught up, make sure to watch The Real Housewives of New Jersey Reunion Part 1 on Wednesday, February 20th at 9, 8 Central.
And we'll be back on Thursday for a regular episode of The Daily Dish.
Bye.
Bye.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long, not just Thursdays. You can find us on Twitter or Instagram at Bravo TV.
Don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack, E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out. You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
TTYL.
Bye.
Bye.
Looking
fun, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss